Okay, so welcome. I'm Diego. I'm your local entertainment for the next couple of hours.
Diego Bonetto is a wild forager who believes we humans undervalue weeds. He's been working professionally in Australia for about 10 years. He runs workshops and tours all around Sydney about how to identify weeds and their uses. Diego grew up on a farm and spent his childhood picking plants for food. It's a skill, he says, we have since forgotten, especially if you're a city kid through and through, like I was.
Once upon a time, we used to have our uncle and aunties taking us out when we were kids, yeah? These days, uncle and aunties are too busy with superannuation. This is knowledge that used to be common knowledge. Two generations ago, you didn't need me, a clown from Italy, to tell you what the weeds look like.
Yeah.
We were all gardeners.
We were all gardeners. We all grew our own food.
Today, Diego is taking a group of about 30 of us around a popular Sydney park, Prince Alfred Park in Surry Hills, to show us just how common weeds are in our local environment.
So we are in a typical park over here in any city in the world. So there is a whole combination of various plants. There's the plants that the gardeners plant, and using various parameters, usually the look and how sturdy they are. Yeah, and in this case, we are surrounded by bushes of Dianella. Dianella, which are yummy.
Foraging in public spaces, like parks, is a bit of a legal grey zone.
The answer is not simple. It depends what. It depends who owns the place. It depends who's watching. So, you cannot forage. You cannot forage things that have been planted.
So today's lesson is more about identifying what's in your backyard and maybe your neighbour's backyard.
Yeah, if you go to a friend's property, to someone else's garden, you say, hey, I'm going to come and pull out all of your weeds. What are they going to say?
Thank you, probably.
Exactly. So when it comes to weeds, you enter what they call a grey zone. As long as you have permission from the owner, from whoever, the authority of the place to step in the place, you know, they're not going to stop you from pulling out weeds.
If you have recently been cursing weeds because they are a nuisance to pull out or are destroying your exotic garden, take note.
This, you will know this one. Who goes in the bush and it comes out, there's all of these seeds stuck in their socks. Yeah? You go in the bush, you come out, there's all of these forks-like seeds stuck in their socks. Yeah?
This plant is called Farmer's Friend, named because the thistles stick to your clothing.
There it is. It comes with little fork-like seeds. Yeah, you recognize it because you go in the bush, you get stuck in your pullover, whatever. Yeah, Latin name Biden spilosa. Yeah, and don't worry if you can't say it. It's a dead language. Say it however you like it. Yeah, you don't need to say it with my accent. Who said that my accent is right? It's a dead language.
You can eat the leaves and the flowers. Leaves can be added to salads or steamed and added to soups and stews. It's the perfect winter weed. And this is where the fun part of the tour starts.
Try the flower, whoever is. You want to try the flower?
Yes.
Okay. So flower is interesting, yeah? Flower is interesting because in many ways, flower is the... The flower is sweeter than the leaves.
Okay? It's very sweet.
Yeah?
It's quite nice.
It's a very herby taste. So, you know, I work a lot with chefs because...
That's great.
How would you describe the flower?
What they do. Yeah, they come with me
quite subtle, actually. It doesn't have a particularly strong flavour at all. Quite sort of, quite delicate and floral. Not a strong taste.
You know how you put flowers on cakes? You could almost put that on a cake.
You could, yeah.
Let's try the leaf now.
Okay, this is for my show and tell. You can eat the other ones. So,
a little bit mustardy.
Yeah? You like it?
Yeah.
You like it? You like it? You don't like it? You don't like bitter? So here it is. That's your first taste of a weed. You ate the weed, yeah? And it's not going to set you high.
Well, maybe won't send you high in that sense. But Diego says the freshness is better for us.
When you pick it in a clean environment, it's good, happy food.
Yeah, it's food that grew out of itself. It's not being bred for whatever size, colors, sugar level. It's being bred out of, you know, out of its own survival skills. So,
can you taste when a plant is a happy plant?
You definitely can taste when a plant grew out of happy soil. Yes, most definitely. Yes.
Not only that, weeds are said to have medicinal properties.
That's a pedisperge. That's a cancer weed. That's anything. Mm. Yeah, very good.
Burning cancers off with that.
Yeah. That's cash crop these days.
Yeah, I know.
People grow that weed because it's the best answer to skin cancer they have after all of this year of research. Exactly that.
So milkweed, it's called milkweed, and you just put it on.
Yeah. Apply topically. This is highly caustic. Don't eat that.
No.
Yeah, don't put it anywhere near your eyes.
A bit of, I would call
it's
pus.
It's milkweed. So it comes out as a white kind of liquid.
Yeah.
While we might not be able to grow pumpkins or apples in our garden, it's good to know we can identify weeds to enhance the flavour of whatever we cook, and making sure those useful weeds don't end up in the green bin. Plus, as we all know, because weeds are so difficult to kill off, we may end up needing them more and more in the future as the climate heats up.
Particularly now, environment 2.0, particularly now, is the plants that we should just rethink. Yeah? Because might just as well be our best friends.
If you're following along at home, don't get too excited and rush out to your garden for some extra flavour for tonight's dinner. Diego says you need to get knowledge first before stuffing your gob with weeds.
Go, if you've never done it before, if you have no idea, if you cannot tell the difference between an apple and a peach, go out with someone. If you don't know what you're doing, don't do anything, until someone taught you.
And then after that, there are three rules.
Three rules. Rule number one, best place to forage is your own garden. As in, you forage where you know is clean. You forage where you know that you have some idea how many dogs live over there. Yeah, you have some idea the history of the place. You know. And you've been looking at the plants, you've been looking after the plants. Second rule, positively identify everything, which goes with what I was saying before. You know, just if you don't know what you're looking at, don't touch it. So.
And rule number three?
Be nice to the colonies. Don't overharvest. Don't be the arrogant human you can be. Say thank you for what you get given. It's not free, it's a gift.